Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Nibbles, gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Just a second, 888-808-1019. Couple of notes from baseball here, BT. One I just saw come across the social media feed. Andy Martino of SNY saying that Luis Arraez isn't likely to play for a New York team this season, but as his name is in the news lately, it's worth noting that the Mets seem slightly more open to adding him than the Yankees do.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, right? That's not a bad little nugget right there from Martino. Obviously, the Mets have a lot of work to do
that's
here.
A great nugget. First time I've heard him connected to the Mets at all.
Yeah,
matter
me
of fact,
too.
It was only just Yankees and Padres talking, apparently.
Me too. He said, this is a quote here in the story, too. The Yanks are not expected to begin a pursuit of Arraez. The Mets have not engaged in substantive trade talks with the Padres either, but could be looking to add a veteran infielder.
Okay. I mean, listen, it's the same concept that I know that he's a little deficient defensively and on the bases, and advanced analytics do not, position him very favorably as a modern baseball player. The guy hits .330 every year. So if he's on base in front of Juan Soto or Aaron Judge, it's good.
Here's what another issue, though. If Pete Alonso signs with another team, again, this is according to Martino, if Pete Alonso signs with another team, Arraez could come into play as a stopgap first baseman.
That I don't like as much.
Me neither.
That's different.
If you tell me he's going to play second.
Yeah. That's different.
Or by the way, DH.
True.
Mets need a DH. Nobody says that the DH has to be a 25 to 30 home run hitter.
That's true.
I'm fine with having him be a DH. You minimize his weaknesses defensively.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, I guess on the base path, no, because you hope he's on base all the time. But, yeah, theoretically, you have him hitting in front of Soto. I mean, I guess, what are you going to go? Lindor, Arraez, so you probably wouldn't do that.
I mean, really what I would do, but they won't do this because Lindor was so good in a leadoff spot, I would go Arraez 1, Lindor 2, Soto 3. But he's,
he's got to hit leadoff, but he's probably not because Lindor was so good.
Maybe 7th?
Which is why I don't think he's a good fit. Well, maybe 9th.
7th or 9th?
You see what I'm saying? Having having a guy who's going to win a batting title, potentially hit 9th as a DH. Turn that back around then.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, point is, at least it seems like
that's
the Mets are more, doesn't seem like it's going to happen, but Mets are more interesting or more potentially more interested than the Yanks in Arraez.
Okay, I got something for you here. So this is just, winter fun and who knows what's going to happen. Did you see this via Fangraphs Zips with the 2025 projections?
Some of them.
Okay. So let me give you, I picked four. Now, they ran through every Met player. I'm not going to give you every
You're just doing Mets here or Yankees?
I'm just giving you four Mets. I'm going to give you
Did you see, I'm sorry to cut you off, did you see the Yankees projection?
No, did you?
Yeah.
All right, so maybe you can hit me with a few of those.
I don't have it now. Hoff, can you pull that up while BT does this with me with the Mets? Zips projections for the Yankees this year.
And really just maybe pick four or five players. That you
Judge and Cole specifically, those are the two that I saw.
I would also throw in maybe Wells and Volpe. That's probably most interesting from a Yankee perspective. I got four for you.
Okay.
I'm going to give you their projections, the numbers, the four pertinent stats. You tell me in a quick description how much... how enthused you would be by these numbers.
Okay.
Juan Soto.
Okay.
276.
No.
33 home runs.
Yes.
100 RBIs.
That's soft for me.
And a 947 OPS, which is obviously really good, the 947.
I need a little more average, and I need more ribbies.
Let me tell you something. If Juan Soto, now I know.
But I'd probably take that anyway.
Well, I wouldn't. I mean, I know that Beltran in year one only hit 16 home runs for the Mets, so it doesn't mean
that anyone nuts. No, but the 33 homers is good.
It is, but if Juan Soto hits 276 with 33 home runs and 100 RBIs and he's healthy for the entire season, that's not what he's supposed to do at this amount of money.
You
got to give me 290, 119 RBIs. Well, come on, man.
Or what about the homers?
I'm fine with 33 home runs.
And what about the OPS?
Yes.
So we agree there.
Yes.
You definitely need more ribbies. 100?
Yeah, dude. I'm just giving you the numbers they spit back.
100's light.
One big factor. No Judge.
Yeah, well, that's why I say that realistically. I don't think that it's a bad year. I just don't think that's a great year for Juan Soto, especially year one.
It would be a little underwhelming, no question. Lindor.
Yeah.
260 average.
Okay.
27 home runs. 93 ribbies.
So it's 260.
260.
27.
27. 93 ribbies.
As a leadoff hitter.
Uh-huh. And an OPS of 799.
It's right there.
I know. It's...
I probably need a little more. I'm okay with the ribbies and the homers.
You're not okay with the average? Because to me, if he hits 260, that means he probably doesn't hit 190 for the first 5 weeks again.
I need a little more.
270?
A little higher OPS. I'd like it in the 8s.
I would agree. Give me 815. Okay. Let's be realistic. Yeah. But 799... I'm with you.
A little soft, but not bad.
Okay. The Entos, which is a really interesting one to me.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
250 average. 26. 86. 771 OPS.
That's too light. Way too light.
What's the home runs, the ribbies, everything?
I think all of it. Remember, you're projecting, I don't know what they're projecting him, but I'm projecting him to be the three hitter.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be now... From opening day on,
yep.
Two or three hitter in a lineup with Lindor and Soto right there with him.
Uh-huh.
He's got to produce more than that. I mean, especially if you're factoring in there's no Alonso here. Like, Mets can't live with that.
I would agree.
250?
Yeah. What did he hit last year? 270 something? I don't have it in front of me.
I got to pull that. I'm trying
to get to me, 250, I would like more like 260, 270. And I think he could be that guy. But at least if it's 250, not that that's good. But he doesn't bottom out in the sophomore slump. Like, you'd be think about how... You know, just how much of a buzzkill, like, if Vientos comes out and hits 239, which I don't think he's that kind of player. I just don't.
I'm more caught up in the
ribbies.
Yeah, the power numbers. Last year, Vientos hit 266, 27 and 71.
Okay, hold on. 266, so their projection is down 16 points in the batting average.
Okay, which, fine, whatever.
Whatever, 27 home runs.
Yeah.
This is minus one, but with more at-bats this year because he played. Okay.
And with Soto in the lineup. Like, true. No, he's got to be a 30-home run guy, I would think.
How many ribbies?
71. He had 71 a year ago.
All right, so they're giving him 86.
No, he's got to have more than that.
I need more than, depending upon where he hits. I would like 90-plus RBIs, and I don't even care as much about the home runs. Yeah, I'm fine with 26. I want 25. I want 30 doubles.
He had 22 a year ago. You would expect that.
I want 30. Full. Yeah, I want 27 to 30.
Dude, 111 games he put up 27 and 71.
I hear you.
What was the OPS that they had?
771.
He was 837.
I'm with you, dude. These are odd projections.
Huh? All right, so now
the street forecast is some downturn in Met performance. I got one more.
Okay, yeah.
Alvarez.
Okay, I'm curious about this.
Yeah, these are the four. To me, these are the four most interesting. So I gave you Soto, gave you Lindor, gave you Vientos, Francisco Alvarez. 232. That's unacceptable.
Come on. I spit at that. 232. Come on.
How dare you offend me with your poultry 232.
I mean, come on with
this. I spit at that like the Iron Sheik. All right, 232, 20 bombs.
How many?
20.
No, he's getting, come on.
I agree.
His number last year, we did it because I know it was 25 or 24 and a half.
64 ribbies.
It's embarrassing.
744 OPS. That I'm actually okay with.
744.
Almost 750. You know, did have a great year last year.
I mean, yeah, I know he had a down year last year, BT. That would be a horrible year.
These aren't
year.
My numbers. These are via Fangraph zips.
Yeah, which is why I can't take it serious. All right, now, I know the judge and Cole ones and how I felt. I don't know them exactly to read them off.
Oh, you don't have them?
No, Hoff's got them.
Hoff, you got them?
You have the judge.
He's got a couple.
Cole. Oh, let's start with judge here because we did this the other day on Baseball Night in New York.
Okay, I didn't see this. I watched the show. I didn't see that.
What you think here.
All right, hit me up and give me some time to react.
Judge? All right, judge, he is, his average 272.
No, what?
What do you want?
272?
Yeah.
No, unacceptable.
Right, dude.
Next.
On base, 399. OPS, 975.
I'll take that.
Home runs, 48.
I mean, I'll take it.
RBIs, 117.
I'll take it. He's not going to hit 270. I mean, everything else is pretty good except the 270.
I thought that was low.
For the average or the other stuff?
I mean, just in general, like, I get it that you can't project a guy to hit 60 home runs every year.
Well, Soto's not going to be on base every night to have 145 RBIs. You got to factor that in.
But still, this is Aaron Judge
here. But you need guys on base.
I thought that was still light, especially the average is almost insulting.
Well, hold on. Well, that's what I pushed back on.
Yeah.
All right, so if I remember, 48 home runs, 117 ribbies, 990 OPS?
The OPS was, hold on, I got like a bunch of tables.
And 272 is, okay, so let's say 272, scratch
975.
That out.
975.
975, okay, thanks. So 272, no, he's not a 272 hitter. Let's say he hits 301 and he has 48 home runs, 117 ribbies, and he has the 975 OPS. He's right, he's top three MVP. I'll take it. Next.
Next what?
Cole, give us Cole.
Yeah, next person.
Oh, I never.
Yeah, it's okay. Or whoever you got. But Cole.
Let's see. Cole, we got an ERA of 3.98.
No.
Dude.
No.
I know. I was thinking the same thing.
Doing his projections.
Yeah, I know.
This is your zips.
Yeah, now it's not so funny anymore.
I like him.
119 whip.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Let's see. What else? What other stat do you want from him? You want a strikeout line?
Yeah, strikeout
to walk
ratio. I
think they had 150
ratio.
And 150 innings. Something like that.
197 strikeouts and 189 innings.
What was it?
197 and 189.
That means he's fairly healthy. I would just push back on the ERA. The other stuff is really good, not quite amazing, but I don't think he's quite what he was. So
12 wins.
He's going to win more than 12 games. All right, who else?
I thought the projections were lower myself for that. But anyway, go ahead. All right.
Get so you got
give us Volpe.
Let's
next.
Get Volpe.
You should have Volpe and Wells ready. Yeah. Here.
And Wells. Well,
hold on.
Yep.
I can't find Volpe. I'm trying to find
Volpe.
Give
us
got Wells.
Wells.
Yeah,
okay, go ahead. Can I guess?
Yeah, go for it.
244.
No.
Lower?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
231.
No, unacceptable.
314 on base.
Horrendous.
OPS is 725.
Not good enough. How many bombs?
16.
No, he's going to hit more. He's going to be up. The arrow will go. You could take this to the bank. The arrow will be up on every one of those four categories. Everyone. I don't know about Volpe.
I got Volpe
Austin
here.
Wells is going to be really good.
If I'm on the right site and the right thing here, Fangraphs, prospects report. Okay, this is Volpe
All
here.
Right, let's go.
No. Homer's 19.
I would take it.
Average,
I would take it.
Average 241.
You got to be more than this, dude. It's year three. You can't hit 240.
It's coming down actually from last year. On base, 310.
Just paltry. That's embarrassing.
What other stats?
If that's the case, then
OPS
he's just not good.
OPS 708.
Yeah, am I?
Hey, that's higher. No, you're on it.
Okay.
OPS 708?
Yeah, that's higher than he's normally been.
I know.
He's been 676 every year.
What about ribbies for him?
Well, I'm more
66.
Or stolen bases.
I'm more concerned about steals. What do they give him? 26, 30?
Stolen bases. Let's see this little guy. 29. Yeah, he's a little guy.
Little guy.
He's not big. He's not Papa Shango.
I can't stand these.
I mean,
I don't know how to navigate this. I got to be honest. I'm sitting here.
It is
Papa
hard.
Shango.
Yeah, you're better with the Fangraph stuff, BT. Than
yeah,
Hopper.
No, I like the stats. But I would take the two things that jump out the most would be Judge's batting average, Juan Soto's batting average as just unfair and low. I can't say they're being unfair to Volpe with their assessments
right.
Because he hasn't proven to be the player.
But if
that's what it is, we got problems.
Yeah. Well, Benny's nowhere near.
Benny's just not the player that we need him to be, and he's never going to be that. Listen,
we had Cashman
it's year
on our,
three, dude.
Yeah, yeah. We had Cashman on ourselves.
Yep.
The expectation is superstar. He said that
not
last
for me,
summer.
Though. Not well, for me. Well,
but from him and the organization, he said it right here this summer, to or this past summer, to us.
He told us.
As I said, I thought he was going to be a superstar. He said, yeah, me too. That's the expectation from the Yankees. 240?
He's not going to be a superstar.
Dude.
I mean, I just hope he's a star. Well, he's not going to be a superstar. Come on. He's not wit.
I was going to say there's a big difference between superstar and 240.
Yes, there
is.
I mean, my God. Yes, there is.
He's got at least hit 280. Really,
he's not
ideally,
hitting 280 this year.
Ideally,
I'll take 265, 270. I mean, you got to start. You got to crawl before you run.
I know, but ideally, he should be their leadoff hitter in front of Aaron Judge.
Ideally, he should be.
Hit the ball the other way. Hit with some power. Like, come on. Booker's going to be an impact bat.
Okay, what would you bet on more, that he hits 280 or 240? What would you bet on? Your money.
Yeah, based on what I've seen.
Your money.
I mean, I still believe he's got the potential to be that.
I do too. What would you bet on?
I can't bet on.
Exactly.
I can't bet on 280.
That's what I'm saying.
Man, that's a problem for the Yankees.
That's
BT
fun.
And Sal on the fan. Yeah, yeah. Love the baseball
there.
Stuff. We'll get back to your calls on the other side. Giants talk with their quarterback situation. We want to talk about baseball.
A little card game
well.
Coming up.
Yeah, we can pull your card as well with BT and Sal. We'll have a special edition of that. 888 as we get set, to preview the World Series. 888-808-1019.